Joining us now is Mahalia Schoenwald-Maas, the Chief Advancement Officer, to explain what justice looks like post October the 7th and how South African Jews and the South African community can be part of this global effort. Mahalia, thank you so much for joining us. Can you start by telling us when October the 7th Justice Without Borders was founded and what exactly the organization does?
Sure. Thanks, Paula. October 7th, Justice Without Borders was founded on October 8th, we say. Our founder and lead advocate, attorney Yael Villa-Skvirsman, went into action on right after the attack at 6:29 a.m. She was approached immediately by peers in the legal field and families of hostages wanting to know where their family members were. And because the state of Israel at that moment was incapacitated, Yael quickly jumped into action on behalf of the hundreds of and thousands of family members who were trying to locate their loved ones.
And if I can just add to that, that I was reading that Yael is the first Israeli woman to represent clients in The Hague and is a leading expert in international criminal and international humanitarian law with 20 years of litigation experience representing victims of crimes against humanity worldwide. Mahalia, your team is working to bring justice for the victims of October the 7th. What does justice actually mean in this context? Are you talking about legal action? Is it global recognition? Or is it something else?
Thanks. That's a great question. Justice means a lot right now to the victims who we are representing. We're representing over 400 victims, those murdered, survivors, and bereaved family. Justice looks like having one's truth acknowledged by a court of justice, one's testimony as witnesses documented and used as evidence to support our lawsuits. Justice looks like legal law is the new warfare in the sense that justice through the legal system is part of something called restorative justice, which we believe without which victims cannot move forward in their lives.
Where are you filing those cases? Are you working with courts like The Hague or with national legal systems?
Sure. So currently we're representing victims in Israel, the U.S., at the ICC, with attorney Gvirsman being the only female Israeli attorney accredited by the ICC to represent victims as witnesses and have witnesses give testimony in person. And that's why we're focused, our DNA is on restorative justice with a victim-centered approach. We have legal action in Germany, in France, in Argentina, and the Philippines.
Do you support the death penalty for the perpetrators of October the 7th?
I'm not going to comment on that, but I would say from my position within our organization, we are vehemently opposed to bloodshed. We are fighting for justice, not just on behalf of the victims of October 7th on the Israeli side, but we are laying the framework and we're leading what we're calling the October 7th trials. We are basing our October 7th trials on the legacy of the Nuremberg trials, which created a justice mechanism after World War II, the Eichmann trial, where the death penalty was the result. And when we talk about justice in a South African context, it's a different form of justice. But when South Africa transitioned out of apartheid and the Commission of Truth and Reconciliation was founded, there was that justice mechanism created to allow for a forward-looking approach and a new start and hope. And with this, one of our strongest anchors is justice matters, and we're going to fight so that the truth is recognized, acknowledged, and so never again doesn't happen again.
Mahalia, we know that justice can take years. What does progress look like for your team right now? And are there any early wins that you can share?
Sure. So we have a few missions. In our work, we prosecute terrorists, any perpetrator of any atrocity committed on and since October 7th, which is Hamas and their accomplices worldwide, with the aim to cut off terrorist funding. We target the financial networks, banks, corporations, non-state actors, and governments that fund terror. We directly represent the victims, and we lead our investigations and bring our cases to court with the evidentiary basis that we're building to expose the atrocities. And, we're operating with the fight in us so that terror, anti-Semitism, hatred, and violence are being pushed back. And any media or politics that legitimize terror against Israel and Jews has a legal mechanism to be stopped in its tracks.
And that was the last question I wanted to ask you, was, is your work just about October the 7th, or is it creating a longer-term platform for Jewish legal advocacy across borders going forward?
So we're really a stand for unconditional humanity, using October 7th as the starting point and essentially the case study for what a global accountability mechanism could look like. And that's what we're currently leading and establishing through the October 7th trials, which is to prosecute atrocity crimes before competent jurisdictions worldwide. Ending impunity for the crimes committed on October 7th and onwards, pursuing truth and record keeping, securing reparations, and ensuring non-repetition. So, our work reinforces legal norms. We end political ambiguity in the face of mass atrocities, and we support clear judicial responses that uphold the distinction between lawful conduct and criminal acts. That being said, the biggest intention is to dismantle Hamas's infrastructure, which will assist firstly Jews around the world and also put an end to terrorism globally.